The great man, Hammy Goodman's on the line. Ham, how are you, mate?
Happy Friday, boys. Great to be with you and great to see that my fashion's rubbing off on you finally, Joel. It's been 5 years. Good to have you on board.
I can't pull it off like you, Hammy. You are a doyen when it comes to cricket. And, of course, by the way, you can catch up on the Grubs podcast via the podcast with Sportsbet. I've got you covered there. What's happening as far as the Ashes is concerned? What do you make of the Timmy Payne situation, Hammy?
Look, it's been a big week, obviously, with the Tim Payne situation, boys, but it hasn't actually affected the market that much from a market perspective. Australia is still $1.16 to retain the Ashes. England, $5 to regain the Ashes. In the series correct score market, Australia 5-0, very, very popular here, $6. Vossi asked Pat Cummins what his prediction was a couple of weeks ago on his show. He said 4-0, allowing for inclement weather there with the draw. That'll get you $6.50. If you think England can pull one out and burgle the series, England 3-2 is the shortest price result on that England side of the ledger at $11.
I would have thought the Sportsbet app wouldn't allow Australians to back England, would it, Hemi?
Yeah, I think that's a good initiative. Yeah. Because I might take that one back to the team.
I like it.
In terms of a top series batsman, Steve Smith, he's a $3.25 favourite. Joe Root, we know he's having a hell of a year, $4.50 you get for Joe Root. But we had Fox Cricket's Tommy Morris on the Grubs show, the Sportsbet Cricket podcast last week, and he made a pretty compelling case for Marcus Harris to be the top series run scorer. Now, he's an opening batsman. In conditions, he's dominated at domestic level. He's been at a few chances in the test side at test level, but it hasn't quite clicked for him. He says, why not now against an ageing attack on flat deck without a spinner for England there as well. So Marcus Harris is $13 to be the top series run scorer, if you want to follow Tommy in.
No, Pom. The Poms have no principal Skinner Finch, man.
Hemi, a lot of rain's expected till well after Christmas. Does that affect how you guys go about, you know, what prices things will be, or does it change anything at all, in your opinion?
Probably not this far out, Finchy, but I actually always really like keeping an eye on the weather as we zero in on a test match. And that can sometimes make the draw a pretty tantalising prospect. So we've got a big La Nina, as I'm sure you're aware of, Finchy, coming through.
I had a big La Nina a few weeks ago as well.
And that affected the market as well, so we'll have to keep an eye on it.
We've got the WBBL final as well. How would you be playing that, Hemi?
Right, now, I'll tell you what, Sugar, I really like the Strikers here. They remind me of the Aussie men's side in the World Cup. They are peaking at the right time. Ooh. They're $2 outsiders. I reckon they are a big, big sniff here. The Scorchers, $1.80 favourite at home. They'll be playing at Optus Stadium, so they have got the home ground advantage. In the player of the match market, Katie Mack for the Strikers. She's the tournament's leading run scorer. Last time these sides met, she made 84 not out. She's been in great, great nick for the Strikers. $7.50. Katie Mack to be the player of the match.
Sydney FC take on MacArthur Bulls and Western Sydney Wanderers versus the Jets. How are the Sydney teams faring?
Yeah, well, the Sydney FC $1.95 favourites, MacArthur $3.50. Both teams started the season with a draw. You got the draw there at $3.70 as well. Western Sydney Wanderers, they take on the Jets. The Wanderers.
Sorry, Hammy. Amy, can you stop playing with that packet, the green hacket? Hammy's trying to go through this spiel.
Jesus, your pack pick up chips. Anything.
Yeah, sorry, Ham, you play on.
A bit of decorum, please. Yes. Yeah, Western Sydney Wanderers, $1.90 favourites against Newcastle, $4. The draw in that one is $3.40. But hey, there's plenty happening, boys. Can't wait for the Ashes. 2 weeks away. Can't wait for it. Have a great weekend. And most importantly, gamble responsibly.
And by the way, as I mentioned at the top, Grubs podcast, you can check that out with Sportsbet via however you listen to your normal podcast. Hammy, have a great weekend, mate.
It's on KO as well, Sugar.
Oh, there you go.
It's everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah, get around it. Enjoy it. Have a good weekend.